I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, right here on KGO. All right, before we get to the topic this half hour, listen up, because KGO 810 is giving away tickets to Culture Club at the Warfield in San Francisco on Tuesday, August 16th. All right, you ready for this? Callers 8 and 10. Right now, pick up the phone, call 415-995-6810. I'm going to say it one more time. 415-995-6810. If you are the 8th and 10th caller, you get a pair of tickets for the show. Good luck from your friends right here at KGO 810. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is another contest going on in the world. It's a big contest. It's called the Olympics. And I don't know if you have been following this, but Lily King won the 100-meter breaststroke Monday night, setting an Olympic record. She narrowly edged out Yulia Efimova, the same person who was banned from competing in the Olympics because she tested positive for a substance placed on the World Anti-Doping Agency list of banned drugs at the beginning of the year. By the way, and it's important to understand, Efimova had been suspended for 16 months from October of 2013 to February of 2015 for testing positive for DHEA. That's a steroid hormone. I got a question. If she tested positive, why was she allowed to compete in the Olympics to begin with? And I want to ask you another question. What do you think of an athlete who uses drugs to enhance their performance? Whether it's Bonds with the San Francisco Giants, or, well, you go down the list of athletes. Now, you and I know that all Russian athletes were going to be banned from participating in the Rio Olympics, but after some discussion, the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, put together a three-person panel to determine which Russian athletes would be allowed to take part, and Efimova was one of them. And all of this takes us back to Sunday evening and the 100-meter breaststroke semifinals. King was watching a TV monitor in the ready room as Efimova won her heat and waved her index finger in the air. Index finger. Karen, would you show me what happens when you put your index finger in the air? Oh, good. I'm not going to describe this to you, ladies and gentlemen. But King looked at the screen, half smiled, waved her own index finger back and forth. And, of course, whether she was non-verbally indicating, no, I'm number one, or something else, wasn't clear. So I want to ask a question. Should the Olympics allow people who dope themselves, should they be allowed to compete? And I go back to Lance Armstrong. I go back to, well, many athletes that we know about. I can't tell you how often we debated the Bonds issue here on KGO. So I'm going to pose it to you in two ways. Should they all be banned? All drugs? Or should we simply say, take whatever you want? We'll let you do whatever you want. So that's my question. 8080810. And the most interesting thing for me was that Lily King blasted the idea of drugs. 8080810. Let's go to Antoine calling from Brentwood. Welcome to KGO.
Hey, John. I've been an athlete my whole life, and kind of find it awkward that we're even discussing it now. You know, I don't think it's going to put the genie's going to go back in the bag. So I believe that they should be able to take whatever they want, because two reasons to support my argument. One, athletics is entertainment. And when you don't have a true measurement in success as far as a win-loss, it's more of how you do it, then we shouldn't be worried about what they're taking to perform. Now, if we're worrying about their health and well-being, then we need to stop being hypocrites and stop having 13-year-olds breaking their ankles gymnasts. So I kind of think that when we start to, I guess, govern the usage of, I'm not talking about harsh byproducts. I'm talking about the stuff that can really help you to reach your peak performance. When it's open to everyone, then you can start to have a clean amateur sport and a fully entertainment sport.
I understand. But isn't it unfair? Let's assume that you are a great athlete and you decide not to take any performance-enhancing drug because you believe that your future, your health, your life in athletics should be determined by the ability you have. Is it fair then to put you up against someone who would use a performance-enhancing drug? Is that fair?
Well, you know, I kind of thought about that, John, and it's kind of like when you take a 11-year-old and they're clean, 11-year-olds, youths, you're going to have some that are going to just be better athletes than the others, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of those kids are getting well-balanced nutrition. They're going to bed at night. They're not eating Doritos, and they're performing at their optimal peak. The other kids are staying up late at night playing Xbox, so it's still unfair. So what I'm saying is that when you have a system that is supposed to be clean, and it's not ever going to be, have entertainment and then have amateur clean athletics where you can't even – all you can do is eat. You know, I'm not talking about amino acids or anything of that. I'm talking about pure natural.
Hey, let me ask you one last question because – I've got a lot of callers, but I'm very interested in this. Do you believe that in order to have a fair game, whether it's the Olympics or baseball, that there has to be an even playing field, that all of the people participating should be on an equal footing, not in terms of their individual ability, but in terms of who they are? In other words, if I'm competing against you and you're taking performance-enhancing drugs and I'm not, is that fair?
No. John, I'm going to tell you, when you start to talk about that, you have to go deeper because we have some areas of the world who send athletes who don't get to train in the top-notch facilities and don't get the clean supplements. So if they're able to give them all the supplements because you are now qualified as a certain level of entertainer, you can qualify for the supplements. Now it becomes hard work because I tell you, Barry Bonds, people say he used supplements. I ain't going to say what he did, but he still had to make eye contact. He still had to have hand-eye coordination. So you still have to put in the work.
Yeah, but what he did, in all due respect, wasn't fair.
What about the pitchers? Because the pitchers, it helps the pitchers a lot better, and pitchers were using it more and never got revealed.
I don't think Sandy Koufax ever used performance-enhancing drugs. At least that's what he says. Listen, I appreciate the call. You've raised all the right questions, Antoine, and we got a lot of callers, and we're going to get to you. I want to know what you think about this. I want to know whether you think that someone who uses performance-enhancing drugs should be allowed to participate in the Olympics. Was this fair? Was it right? And if you have children, what would you say if your kids came home and said, gee, I want to use performance-enhancing drugs?
The innovation capital of the world. You're listening to the next generation of KGO 810.
Just a quick note. You just heard a commercial from Bob Crane about the C. Crane Company. In my vest pocket right now is my CC radio pocket radio. I love it. I listen to it all the time. So, Bob Crane, if you're listening, thank you for the CC radio. I have one by my bedside. Just love it. Okay. We're talking about the question of doping. And I want to go to Sarah, who is calling from Santa Cruz. Sarah, welcome to KGO.
Hi. Thanks. Yeah. You know, what I think is that absolutely doping should be banned. And the truth is that it is cheating. And any individual, it used to be in our country and kind of all over the world, maybe Russia started it a little bit because I remember back in the 70s that whole thing about are the Russians doping or whatever. But at the end of the day, where is the pride that people would have in really working hard to hone their human vessel, whatever that vessel is and whatever the potential of that vessel is? When you do it fairly, then you have the satisfaction of knowing, I'm honestly, this is what I did with my body. And when people are doping, there's no longer a level playing field. All of the people, several people on Lance Armstrong's team said that they felt forced to dope. And on top of it, when you look at just the culture of dishonesty that doing something like doping or anything fake engenders, it turns into a toxic mix that just builds on itself. Then there's lying about other things. And then there's, you know, trying to bring people under, and, you know, all that lying in the press and lie.
Sarah, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I agree with you 100%. I think doping should absolutely be banned. I think anybody who is using doping as a method of improved performance is cheating those of us who like to watch athletics. I agree with you. Three cheers for you. Let's go to Marvin calling from Sonora. Marvin, welcome to KGO.
John, thanks. I agree with you as well. Doping should be banned. It is banned. There's a good reason why it's banned. You know, people train hard. They work for 4 years. They work 6, 8, 10 hours a day training. But at the end of 4 years, they can walk away from it. They can turn the chapter and have a great life. Drugs aren't like doing drugs permanently cause damage. Why should we allow?
I agree. And you had a point to make about the health of kids, which is what really interested me. Reflect on that for a moment for us, will you?
Sure. You know, kids are easily influenced. They do want to win. Unfortunately, often their parents want them to win even more. And even more, unfortunately, their governments, like Russia, really, really, really want them to win. And it's just not fair to the kids. I mean, imagine playing football without a helmet and having concussion, you know, damage to your brain for the rest of your life. That's what drugs are like.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I agree. That's the thing that worries me. And my younger son, particularly, very much into basketball, and he is a weightlifter. And you know, there's just no stopping once these things begin to kick in. I agree with you, and I appreciate the call, Marvin. The perspective is good. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you, would you want your kid, your child, taking a performance-enhancing drug? Let's go to Eric calling from Folsom. Eric, welcome to KGO. Eric, you with me? Do I have Eric?
You hear me?
Oh, yes. Now I can, Eric. Delighted to have you. Go ahead.
My point that I wanted to make was kind of touching on what the previous caller said about the kid's safety. What happens is a lot of these athletes, during the time when they're not in the Olympics, everyone thinks about the Olympics as the time every 4 years was happening. They don't realize that a lot of these athletes, they're training for 4 years. And a lot of these athletes are able to do so because they're getting sponsors. And if all of a sudden you start putting in the mix that you can dope because we're going to legalize it, you're going to get a lot of these athletes, and some of them are kids, being coaxed, being made to feel pressure on them to go ahead and dope because it'll benefit that sponsor. So I think that it's going to put a lot of undue stress on a lot of these athletes. When you start opening that window, if you make it a pretty much no tolerance across the board, there is no doping whatsoever, and if you are caught, you will be banned, then it keeps that out of the mix.
I agree.
There is no other outside messing with these athletes' heads. They have enough pressure on them trying to compete at that level and get to that level of winning for their country. The last thing they need to be worrying about is having their country, their endorsement, or sponsors pressuring them to take drugs.
Yep, I agree with you. I want to see an athlete who can really perform. A Babe Ruth, a Mickey Mantle, a Willie Mays. One of the greatest athletes in history. Oh, I agree with you. Scott, right on. Eric, rather, right on. Let me go to Scott. Scott's calling from San Francisco. Scott, welcome to KGO.
Good evening. You know, I think what everybody says is good and dandy, and I agree with everything everyone says. But look at the two presidential nominees we have in the United States. We have a woman that has, we all agree with, has lied and cheated her way to where she is. And then on the other side, we have a man that has lied and cheated and taken advantage, you know, to get where he is. You've got leaders around the world. You've got business people around the world. They're cutthroat. You know, it's not personal. It's business. The world culture, minus a couple countries that really don't contribute economically, is about the winner is the best. And whatever that takes, it doesn't matter whether it's not paying bills.
Then would you adjust the rules and say anybody can take any drug they want?
Well, I'm not saying that this is my opinion, but I'm just saying the facts are the facts. I mean, baseball in the United States, when Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire brought baseball back, we all knew they were doing it. It went from 61 home runs to 73 home runs. I mean, how many home runs? People knew it, and people just said, you know what? They're selling tickets. You know, people have been doping in football for years and years.
But my question for you is, I know that things happen. I understand that. But if you could live as the king of the world, and you could arbitrarily say it's good or it's bad, it should be permitted or not permitted, what would you say?
If I was the king of the world, I think minus the children competing in the Olympics, that we have way more problems than Olympic athletes injecting steroids into their system.
That wasn't my question. I know we have many more problems. I'm asking you whether you believe, as an individual, a thinking individual, should we then open the door and say, you want to use steroids, go ahead?
A performance-enhancing drug is not the same as your first question was, let anybody take anything out there.
Okay, so I've now refined it, and you can now answer it. What is your answer?
Do I think steroids should be legal? Steroids are legal in lots of aspects.
Should they be legal at the Olympics? Should performance-enhancing drugs be used at the Olympics or in any sporting event? If it's yes, just say yes. If it's no, say no.
I guess I'm going to say yes, because they're happening anyway. It's being done now, and it's being hidden now, and you can't test for everything. So
you'd say yes. All right. Listen, I appreciate the call. I want to get to Michael from Green Bay. Michael, I've only got a minute before I have to go to news and traffic, but you're going to say no, right?
I'm going to say that there should be absolutely no doping or performance enhancing with anybody, amateur or professional, period.
Yep.
It's wrong. And it's not just the people that are taking them. It's the owners of the professional clubs that are taking in money on top of everything else to have these guys do it. And they're hurting themselves.
Yep,
they're killing themselves early.
I agree. Listen, we got here was a juxtaposition of two points of view. You're saying no. The previous caller said yes. What more can we ask? I got to run because I got to go to the news. When we come back, by the way, we're going to still talk about drugs. We're going to talk about marijuana and the ruling today. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Lee Graham, who's going to give us all the latest on the roads.